Hey everyone, welcome back to the EJ. Today is episode 13, I believe, of season 2. We're excited to be here with you guys and love the topic that we have today to discuss. It is about the art of connection. So no matter what type of business you're in, what profession you are in, what anything, it doesn't matter. Connecting is super important to achieve the goals you want to achieve, to build the trust that you want to with your patients, your customers, your clients, anything at all. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the ways you can connect with people on a higher level and how that looks in your business specifically. And then of course we talk a little bit about that in reference to chiropractic offices, but also many other businesses and types of professions. So super excited to jump in. Let's go.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the EJ alongside Big C.
You gonna say Little B? Is that what you're gonna say? Little Big B. C, Little B. I knew where
I offended both of you, but Chelsea probably doesn't like Big C, and you probably don't like Little B.
What an intro.
We'll call me.
Yeah, it's already a joke that my name is the only C word name in my family. So,
anyway, you know the usual suspects that are here, and we're back, and we have some good stuff for you today. So, let's dive in on this EJ to. Let's frame it with a question. So in the world of business, a question we get probably more than not, most people have this problem, especially in the world of chiropractic, but it's universal, whether you're selling homes or, you know, or food or haircuts or whatever, but they want to know how to sell. And so you ask, like, how do I sell this? How do I sell more products? How do I get more customers? How do I get more patients? It comes in many different forms of a question. So here's the thing. One thing is getting them to your door. And we've talked about that. It's marketing, it's social media. We've hit on that a little bit. And then people take that and they say, okay, well, how do I sell them? And I think one thing that people are missing, which is absolutely pivotal to taking those leads and making them clients, is connection. And you have to connect with these people before they buy, before they sign on, before they become a patient, before they eat at your restaurant, before they buy your house, et cetera. So let's talk today a little bit about connecting with these people, because you guys are amazing. I mean, you guys have done it with patients in the world of chiropractic. You guys do it a lot more now with much higher dollar amounts with potential franchise people, people that are buying franchises and things. So, you know, what do you guys think about that connection? Why do you have to connect? Why is it important? And how do you do it? What do you guys say about that?
The first thing is building up the trust with the person. Again, with what you're saying, no matter what you're selling, there has to be some form of trust on why you want to buy my product or why you want to invest in me or any of that. And the connection, I think, starts to build that trust. Just like any relationship, you're starting to build it up early towards the sale. But you're right. I think people go sale first. Like, I got to get in there and close it, sale. Yep. I don't even know who the hell you are yet or what you're doing.
Yeah, I think I learned this probably back when I was just a CA doing, you know, talking with so many different patients too, is I think one of the most important things is just listening to the patient, listening to the people who are looking for a new business, because, you know, you want to make sure it's a good fit both directions, so that, because if it's not, then it's just going to fizzle out one way or another. So I think making sure that you're listening to what their needs, their wants, their goals are too, is really important.
Yeah, that's huge, because I mean, that's the thing, is people jump to selling them something, they don't even know what they want yet.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, if you don't listen to them, in our world, right, it's the empowerment session. It's getting to know the patient. It's building trust. It's showing them what's possible. But then very important to the, after that, is asking them what their goals are. You can't sell them what they don't want. You can, but people don't end up being happy clients. So you got to figure out what they want. You know, if someone's going to a car dealer and you think, oh my God, the top of the line sports car is the best thing we have. It's amazing. It's all this size, $300,000, but they're looking for a work truck, right? So I mean, it's not going to be cohesive. This doesn't match. It's the same in chiropractic. It's the same in a restaurant. It's the same anywhere. So I think you don't even know what to sell them unless you connect with them. So people like to do business with essentially friends, people they know, people they trust. It's why it's the first thing you think of when someone's like, when you want for a chiropractor, for instance, when you're like, oh, I have a family member in Virginia that wants a chiropractor. Everyone goes online, asks the people they know that they do trust, who knows a great doc in blank? Because you want that referral and you're looking for that recommendation. You go to restaurants that friends recommend. You go to restaurants that strangers recommend in some cases on the Yelp stars and the Yelp reviews and things like that. You want some level of comfort, some level of connection with that restaurant or that, you know, chiropractic office or PT office or dentist before you go into it. And so I think when people start to realize how important connection is, they then realize that is the transition from lead to client. And people don't do that very well. You know, I think that where they're lacking is they don't have the systems to do that very well. You know, so I mean, talk a little bit about ways to connect with people that you guys have seen as a good fit.
I think healthcare is, because that's what we're in, the biggest guilty verdict of all this that we're talking about. They do this to a T where they don't listen to anybody. Like Chelsea said, they're not listening. You come in, you give them your problem, and they're like, okay, here's your solution, whether that's a drug, an adjustment, or whatever it is. We were talking about this earlier, that we're as guilty as anyone on this. Healthcare, not us. One way that we do it is really taking some time to sit down and do what Chelsea said, listening to them at the beginning of their first visit in the office. You can't even get an adjustment in our office on your first visit. And some people are like, well, what the hell's up with that? I just want to come in and get adjusted. We said, no, wait a minute. Like, let's actually figure out why you're here. And I'm not saying just your symptom, but like, give us some more insight into what you go through on a daily basis. What does your schedule look like? What are your relationships? Where does your stress come from? How's your diet? We go into all this type of stuff to dive into. Not only I want to know how to take care of the patient, but to begin to create that trust with them. That's just day one. And that's usually, like you said, Chelsea, the chiropractic assistant or office manager doing that. Then day two, they get a second sit down with the actual doctor who then again listens, like Chelsea's saying, to what their goals are. We have some thoughts, we have some ideas on what we would do. And that's what our medical expertise provides. Mm-hmm. But then we still got to talk to the patient about what's your goal? You just said it, Jay. What are you looking to accomplish? Because I can talk about it all day long, what I want to do. But if it's not my idea, my goal in mind, then it's tough to make that sell or keep them as a long-term patient client.
Yeah. And if you haven't listened to what their problem is and what types of solutions, you know, they have in mind to fix their problem, then it's going to be hard for you to suggest something that would be what they want. I'm trying to think of outside of the chiropractic world as well. So it's not super specific, but it's just important to know like what you're working with and what their thoughts about the product or the service or whatever are as well, because then you know kind of which angle to come in from. Do you need to educate them more? Do you need to show them like the top-notch car? Do you need to show them something more like what within their budget? Or, you know, you just have to know like where they're coming from completely before you can even try to meet them where they're at or show them what you have in mind for them.
Yeah, I mean, the car is a good example. So, I mean, you know, when someone comes in, like you said, you can't just sell them what you want, even though it may be the best car on your lot. It may be the best car that's made, you know, but it's not what they need. But when you start asking them questions and transparency, I think in an honest conversation, people appreciate. People mm-hmm. want to be treated honestly. And so if someone comes in and says, no, that's a sweet car, but I need a work truck. Okay, great. That completely changes our conversation. And then they say, well, I want a work truck and I want to get it under $20,000. Okay. That even furthers it. Now we're looking at a used truck and let's take a look at it and see. And then sometimes the client may be like, but I want it to have all these amazing things. Well, that doesn't exist, right? So, I mean, what you're looking for is like a used work truck. And here's what that is. We have a brand new work truck that has some of the cool stuff you want. That's not under your budget of $20,000. You know, that's going to be $40,000 to $50,000 or $100,000 or whatever it ends up being. So, you know, when you talk honestly with people and treat them with respect and be transparent, people appreciate it. And then people end up getting what they want. And it may not be right away. They may go home and think about it. And great. Like the key thing when building raving fans is that you treat them honestly. You get them the product that they want that's going to fit their need. And, you know, that in this case, trucks, right? But in chiropractic, it's the same way. We restructure spines. You know, we do a lot of corrective work in our offices. And to us, that's essential. That's what we would recommend to our mom and our kids and things like that. But when someone comes in and says, I don't want to do corrective care for my spine, I just want to come in and get adjusted when I want to, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month. Then we have that honest conversation of like, completely, we understand and we're happy to do that. Just so you know, that won't achieve the following outcomes. Right, we're not going to see your spine correct to where we'd like it to be. However, it may prevent it from getting worse. It will feel better. You will have a chiropractor you can trust. You know, and so when you have this agreement where people are on the same page, I think it leads to people that are very happy consumers. And then, by the way, down the road, they may come on board more with what you want after they build yet more trust and start to see how good you are to do business with.
So I think when you're listening, like I like what you said there, if you're listening to what that patient wants, but then there's still an element of like letting them know, because so, sometimes they don't know what they want because they don't even know.
Right.
I'll go back to the car analogy thing. I'm looking at the new Broncos that are coming out, right? Ford's supposed to be coming out with these new Broncos. And I'm kind of like, oh, it's cool. It's an old school car back in my childhood. I remember my grandpa had one. I'm like, it'd be cool to have the new version. Well, holy shit. When I started looking through them, there's like 8 different models and one's got the suspension. I don't even know what the hell they're talking about. So as I'm looking through their configuring website where you can set it all up and build the one you want, I've started to inquire on many of the blogs that are out there with it. Like, what do I even need that? Should I get these tires or those shocks are supposed to, and I'm not a big off-roading guy. So all these guys are giving me advice on it, but I didn't even know what I didn't know about it, but I felt appreciated that they were able to share with me some of the features that I maybe didn't need if I wasn't going to go and do crazy Baja off-roading, or if I just wanted to look cool and driving around in Rancho Santa Fe here, which is what I want. They listened to what I was saying, but I still appreciated their feedback. I'm like, dude, do you even know what you're talking about on shocks and struts? And I clearly didn't. So I wanted to hear their feedback on it, which then maybe did change my decision on my buying, but I appreciated their trust, or they earned my trust to make that decision. So yeah, I get what you're saying. You got to listen, but then it's also your job as the specialty of what you're selling, whether that's chiropractic.
Well, I think just providing people information about the things they think they are interested in, and then kind of introducing them to things they don't even know they're interested in yet. Mm-hmm. And a lot of sales, I think, and I don't know, relationships in business and stuff are created on like appealing to people's different senses as well. So like when you go look at cars, since we've been talking about that, you're test driving, you get to actually get in and feel it. You know, when you go to a jewelry store, they'll hand you things so you can actually hold it and feel like you own it for a minute and see what that feels like a little bit. You know, in our offices, we try to appeal to all of the senses, like, you know, how does it look? How does it feel? How does it smell in the office? How does it sound? All of those different things, I think, also play into that a little bit as well.
No, I completely agree. And so you guys hit some good points there, because now I'll talk chiropractic because this is what I know more than anything. But when people come in, a lot of times their goal is, I want to get out of pain. I want to have more energy. I want to not have headaches. I want to get off my medication. I want to not have allergies or whatever long list of things they have. So their goal, then it's our job, because it's our expertise, to show them how to achieve that. Now we say, great, here's how we recommend you do that. And it's a course of corrective care over the course of 12 months. And, you know, so we go out and lay out this entire thing. Again, very transparent, exact cost, time, effort it's going to require from them, letting them know to achieve the goal you said, which is what you want, here's what we recommend. And as long as those two jive and they say, okay, great, that's exactly what I want to do. And that's, you know, about 50% of the people that walk into our practices, that's what they want to do. They trust the recommendation of the doc and staff. But again, because they built that trust, because they listened to them, because they had the conversation. We didn't just take it day one and say, you need this, right? You need to go a year of care or get adjusted for the rest of your life, or, you know, all this stuff that people just skip right to. And that may be a great recommendation, but until you've built the trust up for this person to understand the why and agree with you and to some extent come to an agreement that is the best recommendation, that is the best thing I need, then you go forward as a team. It's like a partnership. You're working together to get this person the results that they want, but you have to work with the patient to get that. Don't say what your goal is. Don't give them the recommendation for what you think it needs to be. Listen to what they're trying to do and then get them the best sort, you know, course of care to achieve that.
I don't know if this works for every business, but I used to love when I had my little cheat sheet. For us, it was the intake form for the patient. Now in my role with the company, it's more of like I get a profile on a person who's maybe interested in purchasing a one of our clinics. And I study that thing like crazy. Chelsea and I do this all the time. We'll go over a kind of a pre-shift routine where we have this sheet in front of us that explains, oh yeah, we're talking to Jason today and Jason has 3 kids and he's married, he wants to do this, here's his net worth. We get all this stuff about him. down to even like what's his favorite hobby, a golf or gardening. Jason's is gardening, but all those things like that where we can start to relate right away off the bat is an icebreaker or ways to take those conversations if I have these little tidbits. So I think realtors get this, car guys get that, you know, realtors are like, well, here's what you want to buy for a house or a business. And I don't know if that would work in every business, but if you could get some little cheat sheet to really study, and we train our docs on this too. Study the heck out of that when your new patients come in, so you know who's sitting in front of you and to help with their problem.
Well, and I think even it backfires when there's nothing more annoying than when you have to sit and give your time to fill something out, and then someone asks you the same question.
Right, yeah, didn't even read it.
Because they didn't read it.
Yeah.
So you write down what I do, and here's my age, and here's where I live, and then they say, okay, what do you do for them? You know, what's your age? You're thinking like, I just wrote all that shit down, man. Right. Like, why'd you even have me do it if you're going to re-ask that question? And so this goes into, and this is the key, most people, what we're saying isn't like blowing people away. I get it. You're kind of like, yeah, it makes sense. You need to connect with people. Maybe I need to get a little better. What most people are missing is a system to do that.
Yes.
When that happens, what questions do you ask? What form do they fill out? Whatever your business is, and I know we have multiple listen to the podcast, you need to figure out what it takes. What makes this person tick, right? What is going to take to blow this person away, to exceed their expectations? And so you need to have that system. It could be intake forms. It could be what conversation occurs, but down to what room it occurs in, what day it occurs, how long is the conversation going to take, who has the conversation, front desk person, doctor, new patient specialist, therapist, whatever it is. You need to have that dialed in. When you do, like any good system, it's seamless. It doesn't even look like a system from the outside because you're just like, man, that was so great, so smooth. But you have to have that for your sanity. In our offices, when we're seeing, you know, geez, 80 to 100 new patients a month, like it has to be seamless. It has to just happen. You can't worry about how to do everyone or based upon the mood of the people or if you're busy or not, they get more time or less time. It can't be that way. That's a business that's just reacting to the environment around them. You need to set that, right? You need to be the thermostat, not the thermometer. And you make sure you dictate what happens. And you do that through either development of systems, or in our case, you open a franchise with systems and you add your personality to that to achieve success.
Yeah.
One thing I've noticed when I've had interactions, this is back to my adjusting days with patients. I really try to, I don't know if this fits in, maybe not. When I had a better connection with someone, I really focused on matching their tone and when I was talking with them. So even how I sat, if I was sitting across from them, the loudness of my voice or the softness of my voice or how quickly I talked or if I slowed things back down a little bit. to try to match up with the person sitting across from me. And I've noticed this in other sales too. Mm-hmm. Some people are just type A, get to the point, don't give a bunch of details, just tell me the number I want to see. Others are much more feely and they want to know about every detail and where did that come from. So I've tried to, I guess, use that in all aspects of my interactions with people to match their tone a little bit. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think it's a different level of connecting, you know, so it's kind of what we're talking about. It's connecting with the patient. It's the same with, you know, their mood. As a doc, if you're seeing 100 patients a day, some are having a horrible day. Others are having a fantastic day. Literally within 10 minutes, you may have a 9-year-old whose birthday it is, who's on cloud 9, right? And then you may have a senior who just lost a spouse. And you may have someone else who's overstressed at work. And then you have someone else come in, it's their anniversary. So like your tone has to kind of change to make them feel comfortable. Now you can be positive and uplifting. You don't have to cry when, you know, when they're sad and things, but you also can't just be this generic person because people see right through that. That's like the old like bash on used car salesman. It's just like, everything's like, how you doing, folks? Oh, great. You know, your business is very important to us.
Sunday.
Not. You know, like I can tell it's not, you're just saying this script.
Yeah.
What you're supposed to say. And so connection is being real. Connection is being transparent. Connection is actually listening to your client or patient and asking questions. Hey, Brandon, I noticed you're down today, man. What's going on? Well, you know, because that affects in chiropractic how we adjust them. It affects how their subluxation pattern may be. So there's things that really we need to know to make sure that we take the best care of them. That happens in every different field. Some restaurants are good at it. They'll say special occasion, you know, there's nothing better than when you take your wife to an anniversary dinner or something and they recognize it. You know, you score points because you mentioned it and it looks good and they bring out dessert. And it's like, those are people that are actually listening to what's going on. Sometimes in business meetings, you just say, hey, you know what, it's a business meeting. We'll let you know when we're ready to order. After that, we just want to see your check. I'm just really focused on the person I'm talking to. I'm trying to close a deal. That's great. I don't want them bringing out a brownie with, you know, like ice cream and stuff in it. That would be awkward. So it's just like, you just good businesses listen and you see it all the time and you notice it, but you also notice that if they don't. And so you got to be a business that focuses on it, has a system, and then connect with patients to close a deal.
I took Rebecca to a restaurant down in Scottsdale for our anniversary, and they did something similar like that. When we came in, they had our names written out on the menu, wishing us a happy anniversary. And they had asked before I came in, anything special you're celebrating? And I said, yeah, it's our anniversary. And totally not expecting that, but we're still talking about it. We have the menus saved at home on our desk. I actually liked it so much, I took you guys, the whole company, back out to that same restaurant.
We brought 25
people. Right, back to that.
I mean, I don't know what that was, $15,000.
Yeah, it was an expensive dinner. Yeah,
so I mean, that just goes to show you, like a restaurant, dinner for two turns into dinner for 26,
right,
that are drinking high-end wine and, you know, their $200 tasting menu and things like that. That's how this, and they didn't know that. They could have treated you like, you know, a typical ad, and, right, and you would have never said another word. When it came up, you'd have been like, yeah, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, not going to it, but they didn't. And that's how you
grow. And that was just the menu. I mean, the wine and the food is why I wanted, but like that menu, I didn't forget that little touch that they brought in there, that little bit of connection with my wife and I on our anniversary.
Yeah, it was a great restaurant, actually.
I think there's some businesses, though, that you can tell that are, like all of our offices, you know, they're super busy seeing tons of new patients. And you know that they have systems. And so you can, and I'm not saying our offices do this, I'm just saying I've been to businesses where you know they have systems and it feels a little robotic. And so I think that's the important thing to check in with, like on a regular basis, is to make sure that you are still keeping that personal touch and matching that person's tone and listening to that person's needs or goals of why they came into your business.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. If you take the all of the 100% offices, of which majority of them were just killing it, like doing fantastic. But you took and said, why are the top five better than the other, you know, other 45 or whatever? The answer would be connection. That would be my one. If you said in a word, what is the difference? I would say connection, their ability to connect. Everyone listening, you've been to a Starbucks that's awesome. You've been to a Starbucks that's horrible. You've probably been to an In-N-Out Burger that's great. You've been to one that's horrible. Like you've been to the same restaurant with one waitress, it's amazing. With another waiter, it's horrible. So it's like, sometimes it's not even the system. Sometimes it's delivery of systems. But again, that's that ability for that person to connect. And that's, it's everything. It's everything to get your business where you need to get it.
And I think reminding yourself and your staff constantly of your why is how you can keep that passion and the ability to connect and communicate really well with your customer or your patient is how you, I don't know, is how you keep that. Just remind yourself of your why, which our offices do great when they do a pre-shift every morning. You know, they talk about everyone. They make sure everyone that they already do know, they know why they're coming in, and you know they're excited to help the new people that are coming in, and we'll learn about what why they're there and how they can help them too. So,
and by the way, it's a good chance to keep people that don't belong in your culture out. Like you know, you don't want to sign everybody on. So if you know, there's people that you guys know, like, you know, if you ask them a certain amount of questions and they say some answers that lead you to believe, they'd be a horrible person to open a chiropractic office. At least the way we practice it, then it's great. It saves you both time to be like, I don't think it's a fit, right? Let's just both go our own way. Sometimes the answer is no. One of the most important words you have to learn is no as a successful entrepreneur. And so it also lets you know who's not going to be good for your culture, because you get too many of those wrong people in and it changes your culture. And so for that reason alone, it's also good for that.
Hey, I wanted to name drop. We didn't say it. Maple and Ash was the restaurant. So now we're talking about it, I want to name drop it for our listeners when you're down in Scottsdale.
It keeps growing. So Maple and Ash. Fantastic. Yep. And we'll go there again when we get back down there. And by the way, it's tougher than hell right now to make everyone happy because things are weird. Like we said, we weren't going to talk a lot about COVID, but I mean, you know, it is different. One person is petrified and wants a mask. Another one thinks they're stupid and doesn't want to wear them. You know, one person doesn't want to travel and another person just wants to get back to normal. So sometimes it's even harder now to connect, but again, makes it easier if you ask them. And so you can see people maybe at different times, or you can educate, or, you know, empower them a little bit to make better decisions maybe. But You know, it's a good thing to always know your client. And when you do, you can get your client what they want. I would say
that. Just slide the mask down and smile and you can connect a lot better.
That's right. It's tough to connect with a covering on your face. Brandon loves those masks, so I can't get his off.
Can you understand me?
All right. Closing thoughts, connecting to explode your business. Give us a couple of gems they can go home with here.
I like going back to what you said about being able to say no to those certain people. There's just ones you're gonna know. It's like it's not the right thing, and I love to be just brutally honest with them because the ones that are supposed to connect with me do. Whether I'm telling them about what care they need for their spine or selling them a chiropractic franchise, when I'm just like, I don't care, man. Here's what it is. Here's what, based on what you asked for, what you're looking for, and what I have to offer. Here's those areas where we could match up. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I love that you said that, Jay, about willing to say no. But because I'm so honest like that and just open, a lot of times the connections we do make are lifelong ones.
Yep.
And that's exactly what we're looking for.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's you.
What did you say?
What do you got?
I was just going to go back to my initial thought of listening, because that's where I have learned the most about people and how to help them. And that's also how I've probably made the most sales, is just listening to what someone's trying to get and then being able to give that to them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a gift, being able to listen to people. That's kind of rare. You know, I would say, you know, on a piece of paper, literally, it should be like three columns. And the top of the one on the left is acquisition. And that's, how do we get patients? So that's, you know, are we doing Facebook or marketing, or you know, where do we go out in the community? And this is your marketing. This brings leads to your door, right? So you have to master that, because you have no one to connect with. If no one's coming to your door, you have no one to connect with. So figure out how the hell to get people to your business. The next one on top of the middle column is connect. How do we connect with these people and to see if they're good fits, right? And if they are, the top of the third column is close the sale. Like, see how to make them a patient. It's get them the care that they need. It's get them the car that they need. It's get them the food that they want, whatever that is. But so when you get them in, the middle column is the one that people skip right by, because you get excited. Here's a lead and I'm not closing any deals. I'm so frustrated. All these people coming in, all they want. No, they just don't understand what you're doing. So when you have that connection, and by the way, that should be the longest list, is connection. Here's things we do. Here's the form. Here's what we say. Here's who talked to. Here's the phone call. Here's all these ways to connect. Then people are going to see that you genuinely care about them, and then getting the product that they want. And then they become, like Brandon said, lifelong patients in our case, or customers, right? And that's important. So awesome. I think that's a good one. That's a million-dollar podcast right there, if you put it to work, because it'll explode your business no matter what you're doing. So anyway, closing thoughts before we head out?
Big C.
So anyway, we appreciate you guys. Hope you guys are doing well and thriving. Always keep in mind that during crazy times, great businesses thrive, and they build, and they acquire, and they take a bigger piece of the market. So hopefully you're doing that right now. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably are. If you're not, it's time to get started right now, because this is a great time to grow a business. Dr. J coming at you. Talk to you next time.
Bye. Later.
See ya.